Hey folks, Dan Trejo here with your opening bell for September 15th, 2025. So last week, we didn't end the week on a good note. We had mortgage rates ticking up just a little bit, but the markets were basically on hold. I thought they were on hold because the Federal Reserve's meeting this week. They're actually meeting in how long? They're meeting in 2 days from now. What are they going to do? Well, that's what we're going to talk about mainly in today's video, because a lot of people are saying they're going to cut a quarter, they're going to cut a half. But I want you also to understand, last September, the Federal Reserve cut rates by 0.5%. That's the biggest cut they've done in decades. What happened to mortgage rates within a week? They skyrocketed. They went up almost 1%. So what should we expect at this meeting? What the results going to come out, and what's mortgage rates going to do from there? Because if you're watching this channel, it's mostly what you're interested in, because you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, folks. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So in the background, here's what I'm doing, folks. This is for you guys. Every Monday, I'm going to try to come out and come up with a newsletter that's giving us the most important data points each day that we're going to get each day. And I'll focus in on those on my morning videos. The whys behind it, because on this channel, I try to explain to you guys what's happening and the whys behind it. And then I'm going to handpick some videos for you guys to look at, and then we're going to go over some surveys, economic numbers, and then I'm going to show you some data points down through here. But let's just go over to this real quick for today. And this you'll be able to sign up for this newsletter here soon. We're in the process of creating this. Today, I'll have it down below in the description so you can click it and check it out. But the data points we have this week are this. Empire State manufacturing numbers, they came in today, and they were dismal. But the markets don't really seem to be upset about it, because we have the Dow Jones, the equity markets up. We have the bond markets up as well, bringing rates down. So that's really not a key point that we got today. Tomorrow, we're going to get retail sales and import prices. I don't think those are going to actually tell us much about the market as well, other than the consumer health and trade inflation. But then on Wednesday, we're going to get the Federal Reserve, what they're going to do with rates. But there's also a big piece of the puzzle coming in that day as well. It's called the dot plot. And that's what I want to talk about today in today's video. What the dot plot is, why it's important, and what we should focus in on in regards to that data. So let's get over to what the dot plot is and why we need to pay attention to this. Okay, so what happens 4 times a year when the Federal Reserve meets? Now, they meet every 6 weeks, but every 4 times a year, what they do is they come in and they put the members that have the voting ability, they put a dot on a chart on where they expect the federal funds rate to be. Now, the federal funds rate is right through here. This is the rate the Federal Reserve controls, and they monitor these things right through here. They monitor inflation, unemployment, and also the GDP. They were created for two reasons, to keep inflation in check and also to keep jobs at full employment. Okay, they're doing a pretty good job at that, because full employment's at under five. And the PCE, the inflation number that they really monitor, they want this at 2. It's been clicking up, but with the tariffs, it hasn't spiked to 4, 5, 6% like a lot of people thought. So inflation's kind of in check right now as well. So we're going to focus in on is the dot plot. So here's what you were looking at. This is the last meeting that transpired. Now, let me get my head out of the way for a second, because you need to see this side of the chart. So let's blow this up a little bit. Okay, so you see down over through here, you're going to see all the numbers. All right. Right now, the federal funds rate is right in between here, 4.25 to 4.5. I know it's kind of hard to see. Let me see if I can blow it up a little bit more. Yeah, it's kind of hard because I'm going to lose a lot of these. Okay. But that's where the federal funds rate is right now. And that's where, you know, a lot of people chose for it to be. But if you look at the chart that they did last time, the majority of members voted down through here. Okay. This rate would be 3.75 to 4. Okay, so if we're at 4.25 to 4.5 right now, that means there's a couple rate cuts coming down the pike. Okay, so well, there's not a lot of meetings left. So when are they going to cut rates? For that, let's go over to the CME FedWatch tool to figure out what's going to happen. So let's go over to this, and we'll be back at the economic news in a second. But over through here, this is telling us what most likely the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting or the next meetings. So here's what we're looking at. So for the Federal Reserve to get rates down to 3.75 to 4, they're going to have to be in this bucket right through here. Well, this meeting on 9/17 doesn't put us there, because it's putting us right through here at 4 to 4.25. There's a 96% chance that they're going to cut down to there. Well, that means that the next meeting, they're going to have to cut as well. And there's an 81% chance of them cutting at the next meeting, and that's in October. Well, then this chart as well says there's another 0.25% cut in December. So they're saying there's going to be multiple cuts by the end of the year. Well, the data is going to be provided to us by the economy. So how's inflation with tariffs going to go? How's the tariff ruling with the courts going to go? How's the unemployment numbers going to go? So we're going to just focus in on this reading right now. And then once that comes in, we'll start focusing in on the October meeting, because there's no reason to look, you know, way down the road when we don't even know what's under our nose at the next meeting. So that's what we're going to focus in on Wednesday. But all the news going up to that point is basically, what is the Federal Reserve going to do? Okay, so what the Federal Reserve looks at is kind of the same thing the markets look at. So let's get over to see what the equity markets are doing, and then we're going to look at the bond market here in a second. Equities across the board, you got the three main indices, equity markets right through here, they're up, and they're up pretty good. We got the Dow Jones up 100, NASDAQ up 55, and the S&P at 20. These are, I think, still hitting record highs daily. You got oil, it's up a little bit, but I like oil under $65 a barrel, so we're there. And the reason why I like that is it helps the inflation numbers. Everything works on oil. You like it or not, that's how things work. So if oil prices go up, inflation goes up. Oil goes down, inflation's going to go down. And then we also have the 10-year treasury dropping as well. This number right through here, remember not too long ago, everybody was trying to freak out, everybody saying this number is going to go to 5. You know, it's going to go to 5. Well, we're closer to 4 at this point than anything else. Again, folks, please, you got to focus in on the news, not what people are trying to push down your throat. So pay attention to all this data. But let's get over to see what the bond market's doing right now. Here's what we're looking at. The MBSs are up 7 ticks. This is kind of surprising because I figured the markets would be basically flat as a pancake going into the Federal Reserve's meeting. But 7 ticks isn't really going to do anything for the markets, folks. This isn't going to move rates. You need this to go up at least 12 to 15 ticks to even move the markets. So right now, the bond market is basically flat as a pancake. It's not going to move. The equity markets are doing pretty darn good. We look at the economic calendar for the day, and then we'll also condense it through the week. So I'll give you some news that's coming up. Is there was some manufacturing numbers coming in today that really didn't shock in all the markets. So we got tomorrow. We got core retail sales. This is going to tell us what the consumers, are they still buying? Do they have the money to buy? And then on Wednesday, the FOMC meeting, the Federal Reserve's meeting. Then Thursday, we're going to get initial jobless claims and continued claims. But that's after the Federal Reserve's meeting. So the whole week, we're going to focus in on what the Federal Reserve is most likely going to do and the whys behind it and how that will affect these things over through here. Then after the Federal Reserve meets, then we'll focus in on the rest of the data that's coming down the pike. So I will be live on Wednesday when the Federal Reserve meets and comes out and tells us exactly what they're going to do. I love letting you guys watch the instant market reactions. You might have joined me, I think it was the other day when we got the unemployment number or some number that came out, and the MBS has spiked all the way up 20. And I'm like, hold on. And then by the end of the day, they're all the way back down to zero. So it's interesting to watch the spikes and how you might be able to take advantage of those if you're monitoring interest rates. So that's it for today, folks. So hopefully you got enough information that we're looking at. So today, I'm expecting mortgage rates really to do nothing today and tomorrow. They're waiting for the Federal Reserve's news to come out. And all the economic news is coming out till then. But the biggest news I think we're going to get from that is, the Federal Reserve, they're going to cut. But they're going to probably cut a quarter basis points. But what's that dot plot going to tell us? Is there more rate cuts coming? What's 2026 look like? Because we're not that far away from there. So we're going to discuss the dot plot and how those are affecting future bond prices. And will it help mortgage rates at all? That's what our whole focus is on each day, folks. So my name is Dan Friel. I do this each day to help you guys understand what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. Folks, the reason why I do this is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there, you're looking to buy or refinance, I'm licensed in all 50 states. I'd love to be able to help you out. I've been doing this over 30 years, put my experience to work for you guys. But if you're out there saying, Dan, do you have the programs I need? Do you have the rates? Do you have, you know, what do you offer? Well, folks, here's what we do at the bank. So let's go over to therateupdate.com. This is on my website. So what I am is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, meaning I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But the interesting thing is our bank acts more like a broker than a bank because we're set up with 33 other lenders to help you guys ensure that we're getting you the lowest rate and the lowest fees in the industry. So check out how we do it and reach out to me if you're looking to buy or refinance. Here's some of the interesting programs that we have available at this time. If you're looking to buy, don't take a down payment assistance loan that you need to pay back, because what's happening is people are getting, you know, a down payment assistance loan because they don't have the down payment, and I get it. But the problem is you're going to get stuck with that loan. How? Why? Well, check out a lot of the videos I do on a daily basis, because we explain to you guys how if you get a loan, down payment assistance loan that you need to pay back, you're going to get stuck when it comes to refinance. I'm going to explain to you why that is. But if you're out there looking to refinance and you just don't know the rate, well, check out this, folks. Go to the refinance tab right through here. What you're going to do is click it. You're going to tell me what your mortgage looks like right now. And then go in there and put in, you know, you want me to contact you when rates go maybe 1.5% lower than where you are now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reach out to you. We're going to go over all the numbers, what the new payment's going to be, what the expenses are, what your break-even point is. And if it's a good enough savings and you want to pull the trigger, well, you know what? Let's lock in and get the paperwork started. If not, we'll put you back on the list and I'll continue to monitor this for you. So that's our report for this morning, folks. Stay tuned later this afternoon. We'll be back to let you know or explain to you guys what happened with these and the whys behind it. Take care. I'll see you at the closing bell later this afternoon. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon and be safe out there, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.